LDCs and also small island developing states. The Rio conference should not only be the conference of the green economy, but also the conference of the blue economy. The green economy cannot be reviewed comprehensively if it is not associated with the blue economy. The blue economy completes the green economy. They are inextricably linked. To establish a blue economy means to implement the Barbados Program of Action and the Istanbul Program of Action for LDCs. The oceans represent 70% of our Earth, and the population living in coastal areas counts 6 billion inhabitants, or will, in 2025, when 80% of marine pollution of the oceans will come from acidification. It is therefore essential to preserve the marine environment for the benefit of humanity and to support the sustainable management of maritime fishing, especially on the small scale, and to also have incentives for the blue economy without losing sight of the need to reduce the volume of subsidies for the fishing sector and to make sure that there is not overfishing and acidification of the oceans. We also must not forget to debate issues of mountains, which are considered extremely vulnerable spaces on our Earth. To include mountains in sustainable development logic is to increase the attention to the 12% of the global population who is increasingly impatient to become winners after the results of Rio+20. Determine the establishment of a green economy requires further investments in innovative technologies. The cost of transitioning to the green economy requires the modernization of factories as well as training for laborers and strengthening of capacities. We need to have regional programs with a roadmap that is clear and precise. Today, establishing the green economy requires the integration of its three principal pillars. The international crisis is economic, financial, it touches on trade, food, and climate, and it keeps spreading. We therefore need to think further about our opportunities to integrate the three fundamental pillars of sustainable development. It goes without saying that the Rio+20 conference remains, in this regard, a very important deadline to take stock of the state of progress towards this integration and to reaffirm political will of the partner countries, and specifically to combat poverty and strengthen capacities and technology transfer. Nevertheless, the integration of these three sustainable development pillars today does not mean a reform of the pyramid of political priorities of our international community. To reform this pyramid of political priorities, this means increasing the importance of the implementation measures that are extremely necessary in order to accomplish environmental goals. Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank you for this very informative meeting that will give new dynamism to the member states for a participation in great numbers in the Rio+20 Conference on Sustainable Development, and the success of Rio+20 will obviously depend on our participation and our contribution to a discussion that is historic and that we must partake in for our future generations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon to all colleagues and friends in this hall. I will start by associating ourselves with the statement made by the distinguished delegate of Argentina on behalf of the G77 and China. Mr. Chairman, Colombia believes that the priority theme and the priority concern is the eradication of poverty. But poverty is not eradicated with words, it's eradicated with action. And that is why Colombia today wishes to speak about implementation of the work on the ground. We talk a lot. We have talked for two or three decades for integrating the three pillars, but we are not doing it in practice. We only do so in theory. I can give you an example, Mr. Chairman. It's a very simple one, and that's a question of infant mortality. More than 20% of the deaths of children today has to do with a lack of access to drinking water, clean water, something as simple as thinking that all of these deaths could have been avoided. But are we doing this with this connection? And that applies to many themes. We have to be the drivers. We have to integrate the three pillars and really begin to understand that sustainable development has to do with the articulation between the different elements, between the different components, which we have not learned how to articulate as a global society. And that is why, sir, and with this deep feeling for the need for action, that my country has proposed the Sustainable Development Goals, and we're very proud that the governments of Guatemala and Peru have joined us, and we're very encouraged with the many voices we have heard at this meeting and in past meetings of support for this proposal. This is our response to the first question which you have mentioned. We think that we need these goals to be one of the concrete results and vital results of Rio Plus 20. We need to be able to leave Rio with concrete action which demonstrate that, yes, we are trying to implement them on the ground. As to the second question, the response is the same. Insofar as we can give priority and focus and catalyze our action on concrete themes, then we're going to be able to identify the gaps and the concrete deficiencies which are tangible and respond to them. Otherwise, we can lose ourselves in a labyrinth of good proposals and mere words. As to the third question, I repeat once more, sustainable development goals, because these will be a platform which will allow us to cooperate, that we can really focus on joint action, but also these have to be appropriate for each respective country, because all countries have different circumstances, and the way in which each country interprets and translates these goals within their own reality, then they will be relevant and real. And the fact that all countries are looking at certain priorities will allow us to focus on our actions so that global actions as a single community will be able to face challenges which are serious, as food security and nutrition, water and access to energy. As to questions 5 and 7, here too we think that the Sustainable Development Goals will help all of us to make decisions on the type of architecture we need at all levels to be able to attain the implementation, concrete implementation, which has to do with filling the gaps and needs and opportunities. These allow us to achieve the definition of the architecture. And within this definition, I'd like to emphasize that for my country, it is important to include decisive strengthening of UNEP. But we also think that the Sustainable Development Goals will allow us to focus on the elements of the green economy where there is convergence. And a very important element, Mr. Chairman, which isn't really included in the question, but we think should also be answered, and that is that these SDSs will allow us to achieve areas so that civil society and stakeholders at all levels of the organization and in the private sector will be able to play a critical and key role in the implementation. Governments alone cannot implement this. We have to join together, all of us, and the Sustainable Development Goals will allow us to achieve this convergence for action. And before concluding, I'd like to mention another very important point, and that is something I wish to highlight. and this is that we should recover the spaces and the and multilateralism which has been lost in these halls and this building. In recent months we have witnessed very difficult moments for multilateralism as well as in other fora and regions in the world. The Sustainable Development Goals have to create a platform for convergence, for solidarity, for us all to be together. And this is the last vision we wish to leave here. That is why we think that the Sustainable Development Goals are a key element and key to achieving this.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Over the last 20 years, there has been a historic shift in the global view on sustainable development. The international community has recognized the delicate environmental balance in which we find ourselves. There is a common understanding of the need to link economic and social policies more intimately with environmental considerations. The Rio Plus 20 Summit of June 2012 provides a much-needed opportunity to reassess the failures and achievements in reaching the Sustainable Development Goals that were set 20 years ago. Israel has been an active participant in the global processes on sustainable development. Allow me to outline some of our priorities with regard to the outcome document. Israel believes that agriculture, and in particular green agriculture, should be one of the main thematic issues at Rio Plus 20. Agriculture is a cross-cutting issue, one that has the power to create economic growth, mitigate the effects of climate change, increase food security and nutrition, empower women, and protect and renew the environment. Green rural agriculture can also balance the impact of rapid urbanization. In October, Israel co-hosted an international meeting with the UNDESA on green agriculture in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication. It was attended by participants from 28 member states, representative of UN system and civil society. The chair summary, which was submitted to the compilation text, determined that agricultural systems across the world must be strengthened. Governments must lead the shift to sustainable agriculture. Mr. Co-Chair, the elaboration of policy tools and best practices for achieving sustainable economies should also be an integral part of Rio Plus 20. Green economy is not a one-size-fits-all approach to development. It is founded on the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities. Based on its own experience toward a greener and more sustainable economy, Israel has identified a range of issues that could be part of a toolkit for green economy. These include green agriculture, water management, food security, combating desertification, and petroleum alternatives in transportation. Such a toolkit could allow countries to choose green economy measures based on their own situations, allowing for quicker implementation. Mr. Co-Chair, developing an institutional framework for sustainable development is also important. In this respect, Israel maintains that international environmental governance must be improved to ensure better coordination and coherence throughout the UN system. Israel proposes the establishment of international, national, and regional centers for sustainable development through International Environmental Development Cooperation. These centers could be established voluntarily by member states and would focus on creating partnership and capacity building. Finally, we must promote broader definitions of progress. In our case, Israel has moved from measuring economic production to measuring people's well-being, taking into account income, health, education, environment, using the so-called beyond GDP indicators. Efforts should be made to use indicators that encourage truly sustainable development. Mr. Co-Chair, Israel supports an action-oriented document for Rio Plus 20, one that is concise, focused, and includes issues on which there is already a certain level of consensus. Israel looks forward to working with the international community in achieving a successful conference followed by real results on the ground. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Australia.
Chairman, Australia firstly associates itself with a statement made this morning by the distinguished representative of New Zealand on behalf of the Pacific Island Forum countries. At RioPlus20, Australia believes we must take the opportunity to address the substantive development challenges looking forward over the next 20 years and beyond. Australia is committed to working with other countries to achieve long-term sustainable development globally, and an important part of our commitment is to assist the poorest and most vulnerable to meet these challenges of the three integrated aspects of sustainable development, and that's why Australia is doubling its aid budget by 2016. As evident from submissions to the compilation document, we share many priorities with other countries, civil society, and stakeholders, but I will, Mr. Chairman, try to address a few of the questions raised and highlight Australia's view on critical areas where progress is needed at Rio next year in terms of specific outcomes. The outcomes for Rio Plus 20 must reflect the intrinsic link between the objective and themes of the conference and recognize that renewed political commitment to sustainable development is fundamental to the success of the conference. We would like the outcomes document to reflect a set of clear, practical outcomes and include actions and responsibilities that will address the key challenges of sustainable development. Australia supports a short, focused document that includes a high-level political declaration. The outcomes document should not be duplicative of past summit outcome documents. It should address the objective and themes of the conference clearly, succinctly, and propose short and focused high-level outcomes and means of implementation under relevant agreed priorities. In terms of substantive outcomes, I would like to highlight the following. Australia supports the proposal put forward by Colombia, Guatemala, and Peru to develop sustainable development goals. We welcome the constructive engagement of many countries on this proposal through their submissions to the compilation document and at informal meetings. Australia will continue to work with countries to develop this idea as a collective construction, keeping in mind the strong need to ensure coherence with the Millennium Development Goals framework. We see the Sustainable Development Goals as cross-cutting and bridging the two themes of Rio. As well, we see the institutional framework for sustainable development as key to supporting and driving sustainable development efforts into the future. Existing institutions need to be reformed to integrate our considerations of the economic, social, and environmental dimensions of sustainable development. This should involve strengthening UNEP, transformation of the Commission on Sustainable Development into a significantly more effective organization, and consideration of how ECOSOC can better perform its role. In terms of critical areas, and I'll go very briefly, we believe Rio should urgently address the global challenge of food and water security. We should improve biodiversity conservation because despite our efforts since 1992 summit, biodiversity is in decline both in Australia and globally, and we need to emphasize the importance of addressing this. We're also committed to looking at promoting sustainable mining practices because when properly managed, mining offers the opportunity to promote broad-based economic development, reduce poverty, and help countries meet Millennium Development Goals. We believe Rio should agree to develop credible frameworks for measuring sustainability that go beyond the traditional measures of progress. And finally, and it's not final because it's least, I would just like to underscore for us the importance of what a number of others have said today, the Pacific Island Forum, Monaco, and others. We welcome the references to the responsible management of our oceans, the blue economy, and this is relevant we see it in many submissions, and it is relevant to all. For islands such nations such as Australia, preserving the rich biodiversity of our oceans is a high priority. For small island developing states, the resilience of the oceans, fisheries, and marine environment is critical to the livelihoods of millions of people. Healthy oceans are vital to some of the Earth's most important systems and services, and thereby our sustainable development. Oceans and the blue economy should be a priority for us all. It's about deriving sustainable, direct, equitable benefits from the oceans for sustainable livelihoods. We need to see oceans outcomes in
Australia. Conclude, please. And conclude.
And it's important for all of us. We can't forget our oceans. It's no longer the sole domain of one sector, as oceans are the lifeblood of our planet and need attention at Rio. Thank you.
Czech Republic.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, let me state that the Czech Republic associates itself with the statement made by the European Union and its member states. I would like to share with you, Mr. Co-Chair, my own experience gained where I have participated in my capacity as a Vice Chair of the Bureau in several regional preparatory meetings of the UN Economic Commissions. And I can report to you that the outcomes there reflecting all the discussions were very positive and reflected well the enthusiasm and rich submissions by most of the participants. I hope very much that the outcomes will be fully utilized and will contribute in a substantive manner to virtually all the themes of the Rio. But Mr. Co-Chair, let me focus on just one question, and this is number four, which was addressed by most of the regional meetings. In fact, the indicators, as many already stressed, are a very important prerequisite for the successful outcome of the process of transformation to sustainable development. These indicators must capture all three pillars. They should not replace the well-established ones like GDP, but complement to them, capture emerging challenges, including potential planetary boundaries. They should be transparent, policy relevant, easily understandable, clearly linked to sustainable development goals and targets. And the outcome of the Rio Plus 20 conference should contain guidelines to help national governments, regional, subnational, and other entities to put forward their own indicators. It's up to them to use them, to use which ones they select, but with one caveat, and this is that the methodology should be comparable and transparent. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Professor, for keeping within the time. Guatemala.
Gracias, señor presidente. Señor presidente.
Mr. Chairman, Guatemala supports a statement made by Argentina on behalf of the Group of 77 in China. And in compliance with your request, I will be brief and will answer questions 1, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We think that Rio Plus 20 provides the world with an unprecedented opportunity. 20 years have gone by, and despite the fact that progress has been achieved in the world, the challenge to achieve sustainable development globally is even greater. We think that the political declaration resulting from that process must renew the political will of governments, the private sector, civil society, and organized groups, which must provide one for the development of accounting methodology which will evaluate the degree of the deterioration of natural resources. Two, recognition and evaluating of ancestral knowledge of the indigenous peoples. Three, changes in approaches and patterns of society in relation to nature. Four, that the developed countries make commitments to make changes in their patterns of consumption. Five, that the developing countries make commitments to make changes in their patterns of production. Six, that there be the approval of 10 years of sustainable consumption in accordance with the joint plan of implementation. Seven, that the Sustainable Development Goals be approved as universal goals based on Agenda 21 and the JPOI, which in turn will include the dimension of the three pillars for sustainable development, the economic, social, and environmental goals proposed by the government of Colombia together with Peru and my country, Guatemala. 8. That governments make the commitment to include in their policies the balance in the three pillars, the economic, social, and environmental, because this is one of the greatest challenges at local, regional, and international level, that the green economy be an instrument aimed at sustainable development and not its replacement. All of this, Mr. Chairman, with a view to attaining the eradication of poverty. In the institutional framework, we think that generating a Council for Sustainable Development at the highest level, which will transform the present Commission for Sustainable Development and support the United Nations Programme for the Environment with a mandate which will allow it to mobilize financial resources and implement projects on the ground. This in turn will allow the regional offices to be strengthened and be a greater national presence. International cooperation should comply with the decisions of the Paris meeting and the Monterey conference on the economic and environmental questions to reduce vulnerability in the national territory, supporting compliance with political and social commitments made by governments aimed at achieving the MDGs. And finally, sir, we invite the developed countries to contribute to the Rio+20 fund so that all of the members of the United Nations will have an opportunity to participate and contribute in building this new global architecture for sustainable development. It is important to recall that the main goal of this process of Rio+20 is to attain the desired sustainable development goal and generate a better quality of life for human beings in a balanced and equitable way. But in particular, its survival in this our planet home. Thank you.
Turkey. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are pleased to participate in this important debate to contribute to the preparations of the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. In view of making the Rio+20 conference a success and coming out of the conference with a comprehensive vision for the present and future generations, we need to equally emphasize environmental, social, and economic aspects of sustainable development. We must give a new impetus to achieve the Millennium Development Goals by and beyond 2015, as well as other internationally agreed development goals within the context of major UN conferences. Today, our planet is under severe strain. Depletion of natural resources, loss of biodiversity, and impact of climate change limiting the absorption capacity of the Earth. It is our shared responsibility to achieve green growth and sustainable development without treating the planetary boundaries. Preserving natural resources and making best use of them are essential in this regard. We also believe that green economy means greening of our land. People are at the center of sustainable development. It is fundamental to improve human well-being and social equity. We need to mainstream social aspects, in particular eradication of poverty, food security, and creation of decent jobs into our development processes. We must keep in mind that gender equality and empowerment of women is a must for equitable and inclusive socio-economic development and achieving internationally agreed development goals, including MDGs. Furthermore, universal access to basic services such as energy, water and sanitation, health and education is indispensable for achieving sustainable development. In the light of growing world population and industrialization, urbanization and metropolitan areas deserve particular attention. Cities contribute significantly to the global GDP, and projections indicate that cities will continue to grow in importance over the coming decades. Environmentally sustainable, socially responsible, and economically productive cities are therefore an indispensable part of a green global economy. The private sector should be closely involved in our global endeavor within the framework of socially responsible practices, as it is in critical position in mobilizing financial resources, increasing investments, and use of technology. Finally, Mr. Chairman, RioPlus20 should be a turning point where current global challenges are managed effectively to achieve sustainable development. In this context, the international community needs to demonstrate its political will and demonstrate its determination to address these challenges with a comprehensive vision and innovative solutions. The outcome of document of RioPlus20 should be a focused, concise and political document reflecting such a vision and related actions. Thank you very much. Singapore.
Thank you, Mr. Kuchang. Singapore would like to associate with the statement made by Argentina this morning on behalf of G77 and China. In the interest of time, I will just raise 2 points, and a fuller statement will be submitted eventually. RioPlus20 is a unique opportunity to change the way we live, not just in practice, not just in theory, but in practice. It is therefore important that we adopt a 10-year framework of programs on sustainable consumption and production as called for by the Johannesburg Plan of Action and based on the text negotiated at the 19 CSD. The 10 YFP on SCP could assist countries in the effort to increase resource efficiency and reduce waste. It would also help cooperation to develop more sustainable development-friendly business models while encouraging consumers to adopt more sustainable lifestyle. We also believe that it is timely for RioPlus20 to address the issue of sustainable cities, defined by UN Habitat as being environmentally sustainable, socially responsible and economically productive. According to UN Habitat, 60% of the world population will be living in urban areas by 2015. This provides tremendous challenges to an opportunity for the sustainable development agenda. There is broad consensus on the growing importance of sustainable cities for both developing and developed countries. Many UN agencies and countries are already doing good work on sustainable cities. It would be useful for RioPlus20 to bring all the elements together within the context of sustainable cities, taking into account the interlinkages such as energy, water and sanitation, water management, disaster risk reduction, governance and implementation. Mr. Co-Chair, this summit only comes by once every 10 years. Let us not lose this opportunity to take concrete steps towards safeguarding the environment for future generations through sustainable development. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you very much. Burkina Faso.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to associate myself with the statement on behalf of the G77 and China. What is extremely important is that sustainable development must recognize the link between growth and the environment, and we need to take into account the effects of climate change with the droughts and floods that are taking place in my country. We need a very strong policy at Rio, which means that at the national level, all of the policies need to take into account sustainable development, and therefore Burkina Faso adopted a growth strategy that takes into account sustainable development and combats poverty. And it is also moving toward the green economy. It involves all of the ministries to commit in this regard. Regarding the green economy, this can be effective in helping to combat poverty and move forward with sustainable development. There needs to be a link between the consumers and producers, that is, between the public and private sector and civil society. There also needs to be a local strategy that addresses the various resource and development situations of various countries. We also need to move forward in the three pillars, and this means a strengthening of the United Nations, not only from the financial point of view, but also the stakeholders in these institutions. We need to have sustainable development and indicators of commitments of GDP. We also need a contribution of natural resources, and also the cost of degradation and remediation need to be taken into account. And this needs to be reflected in national budgets. We need adequate financing for all of these areas in order to implement specific actions. All of this requires that the Rio outcome document needs to be concise, putting an emphasis on states, and contains follow-up and monitoring provisions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim Faso. Igando.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Co-Chair, we are addressing a very important but wide subject that makes it very difficult to keep within the 3-minute time limit. However, we will try to do our best. In answering some of the guiding questions, Uganda proposes that the outcome document should focus on the following key aspects. One, an affirmation of a consensual understanding of the concept of sustainable development. This understanding should further define the notion of the green economy as it contributes to the sustainable development agenda, and focus on differentiating the roles and responsibilities of actors in accordance with the Rio principle. The second aspect is a measurement framework for sustainable development, which should logically flow from the discussion around a common understanding of the concept of sustainable development. This discussion should address itself to issues pertinent to, one, the proposed sustainable development goals and how they relate to existing international goals. Two, sustainable development targets consistent with plausible means of implementation. Three, an indicator framework consistent with the balanced integration of the three pillars of sustainable development. The goals, targets, and indicators mentioned above should constitute the basis upon which government and other stakeholders can exercise mutual accountability. The third aspect, Co-Chair, is the operational and governance modalities for translating decisions into action. The discussion under this area should bring together proposals on the concrete decisions regarding institutional reform and matters on means of implementation. This includes the follow-up mechanism. With regard to the institutional framework in particular, we acknowledge the role so far played by Commission of Sustainable Development as well as ECOSOC in focusing international attention on the sustainable development agenda. However, we believe that there is need for effective global framework for coordinating international action on sustainable development. We therefore recommend the establishment of a specific global institution to spearhead the coordination of international action on sustainable development based on the review of the current framework. With respect to international environmental governance in the context of sustainable development, we uphold the African Union position as contained in the Malabo Declaration to transform UNEP into a specialized international institution for environment based in Nairobi. We therefore call upon Rio Plus 20 to give support to this transformation of UNEP for greater operational presence and impact in member countries. Thank you, Chair.
Nicaragua.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Nicaragua associates itself with the statement made by Argentina on behalf of the G77 in China. My delegation also agrees with the need to ensure the participation of developing countries in the preparatory process of Rio Plus 20 to be able to attain positive and fair results. That is why we regret the lack of financing to attain that goal. I'll respond briefly to questions 2, 5, and 7. With regard to what we need to attain better results and close the implementation gap, we think that we need greater openness and global commitment for the least developed countries and who are most vulnerable to climate change. We also need compliance of the commitments for ODA, including an increase in ODA by the developed countries and their contribution of 0.7 of the GDP. We also need greater openness of the international financial institutions to place financing funds for small and medium-sized enterprises and for the rural communities, and greater solidarity in establishing prices and fair commerce with the developing countries. As to question 5 on the green economy, at international level, there is consensus on the concept of the green economy. However, Nicaragua believes that that is just a tool to achieve sustainable development, basing itself on a model which is in harmony with nature and which will change drastically the patterns of production and consumption. This is what is happening in my country by means of programs which have as a center for development the human being and respect of Mother Earth. Nicaragua believes that the green economy has to be implemented in the context of sustainable development with special emphasis on the eradication of poverty. And that has to be developed in accordance with the principles contained in the Rio Declaration on the Environment and the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities. Nicaragua thinks that green economy means the right to water, to the sustainable management of forests, to guarantee the food security, universal access to education and health, to peace, which has a final aim to eradicate poverty not only in our country but in our planet. As to question 7, it is necessary to strengthen the institutional global framework for sustainable development with a view to attaining a level of coherence between the institutions and instruments of the institutional global framework. Strengthening of a response to the vulnerability of developing countries, whose efforts to reduce poverty have been reduced because of the global crisis like the financial, energy and food crisis. We reiterate that the General Assembly of the United Nations should adopt sustainable development as a key element of the general framework for development activities, in particular to attain the MDGs agreed as well as the Sustainable Development Goals, and there should be general agreement on Agenda 21 and its programs. I will confine myself to this because of the time.
The final speaker on my list for this evening is Iran.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Mr. Co-Chair, at the outset, I would like to associate my delegation with the statement made by the distinguished representative of Argentina on behalf of G77 and China. Mr. Co-Chair, my delegation believes that the success of your conference depends on the real assessment and evaluation on why the most and major commitments of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, Rio 1992, as well as the World Summit on Sustainable Development, Johannesburg 2002, were not realized to their full potential. What reasons and circumstances have prevented international community from moving forward on agreements and commitments which are essential for our world and vital for the next generation? Mr. Kosher, the Rio Conference should identify a framework of action focused on implementation and full integration of the three pillars of sustainable development and in accordance with the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities in order to achieve tangible outcomes. Mr. Co-Chair, on a framework of action for implementation of commitments, my delegation stresses that the UNCSD should identify a framework of action of implementation of commitments and should move the sustainable development agenda forward. We strongly believe that increased political commitment of developed countries is essential to fill the gaps in the means of implementation. Provision of a clear registry on technology transfer from developed countries available for the implementation of sustainable development commitments, as well as its timelines and function. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for keeping within the time limit. Colleagues, you have heard the 43rd speaker for the afternoon session, and that's all that were allowed. I want to thank the interpreters for giving us the extra 10 minutes, and to thank those especially who kept, the speakers that is, who kept within the time limit. We will resume tomorrow at 10 here in this room with Ambassador Kim. I will see you tomorrow at 3. Whether you're there or not, I will be here. On that pleasant note, have a great evening. Meeting is adjourned.